T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
Well, you win some and you lose some. Unless you're on the mound, we lose them all.
It's time for the second game of our radio doubleheader.
I want to put this lightly, but I mean, we're getting killed out there, and I think it's pretty much all your fault.
This is the Hot Corner.
You do see the trend out here, right? Every time you're on the hill, we get murdered.
The inside story on baseball and more.
Dude, if I end up back in rehab this season, it's all your fault.
A deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
Look at it this way. You're not the worst Little League pitcher on the planet. You just better hope that the kid that is doesn't quit. I take it back. You're the worst.
Now here are your hosts for the Hot Corner, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch.
Martinez to Lanzare Welgus.
Coach, I speak English.
Dude, you're lucky your mom's hot.
On 1080 The Fan.
All my life I want money and power, respect my mind.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that, the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 10 a.m. The Fan and the Odyssey app. And speaking of podcasts, the Beers on Us podcast will drop tomorrow at 4 p.m. as it always does. I know we were off last week, so it's not always, but you know,
and we're off next week, so definitely not always.
You know, it's media. You know, everybody lies in media except for us. We don't lie.
Yep.
We got. Nice answer, Mike.
I'm 140 pounds, guys.
I'm 5'7". We got Fair Foul coming up in about 30 minutes. What?
Your fake lying height was 5'7".
Well, yeah, dude. I'm 5'6¾". But you can't say that to people because they're like, wow, what a douche.
I imagine someone heard that and they're like, oh, he must be really tall then. Wow, I've heard Patrick all this time say he was really, really short, but if he's lying about 5'7", he must be like 6'3".
Well, it is really funny. When we first started doing this show, Mike, you were still making your bones. You had just got the primetime gig. Not too far, what, maybe like 2 years or something like that?
Maybe even just a year. Yeah.
Right. So you're still making your bones. I'm fresh, literally off the streets. And we start this show, and I'd meet people at some like 1080 events, you know, this is pre-COVID when we used to go out and do stuff all the time. They'd be like, wait, you're Patrick Harris? I'm like, yeah. They're like, I assumed listening to your voice, you were like 6'4".
Yeah, because you've got the deep guttural radio voice.
And that's Mike Lynch? Wow, he's huge. And I'm like, Mike's not huge. He's like an average male. To me, at least. Once you're taller than 5'10", I'm just like, you guys are all big.
I am 6'4", so I'm not the average male. But there are a lot of tall people, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, especially in sports. A lot of people are former athletes. Like, Suk is big. And he's half the size of what he was when he was an athlete.
That is true. He's much thinner than he used to be.
And he's a big dude.
Yep.
So that's funny. No, I'm 5'6¾", but I tell people I'm 5'6" because saying 5'6¾" is douchey and saying 5'7" is a lie.
Saying 5'6¾" needs to stop when you're 10 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm this and a half.
But I want to get into some fun stuff. The reigning MVP of the National League was on track, and I picked him at the beginning of the year, and as he was producing at the beginning of the year, looked like he was going to win another MVP. But then he got hurt, and he's been gone for a while, and I'm speaking of Bryce Harper, who we spoke of last last hour, but more in like a personality thing. I'm very interested in Bryce, who's now swinging in cages, taking some live BP, is on his rehab assignments, and could be back soon for the Phillies. I'm really interested in this because he was hot, very hot before he went down. And remember, he got hit by a pitch, and that's why he's out.
Right. He had partially torn his UCL, which is the Tommy John injury.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's not a pitcher, he can still play DH. He couldn't play in the field anymore.
Yep, they moved him to DH, and they were like, take care of this in the offseason, see what's going on. And then he got hit, and I forget who threw it, and he was so mad. Was it Blake Snell? I think it was Blake Snell.
I don't remember.
Hit him, and he was like, dude, I'm so sorry. And he was like, F you, man, being the douche that he is. But Philadelphia...
Also probably knowing he just fractured his hand.
Yeah. Philadelphia currently sits in the second wild card spot with a half game up on San Diego. And Milwaukee's two games out.
Interesting that they made the playoffs after they fired Joe Girardi.
or made
the playoff chase.
I'll take the heat on that. I was definitely wrong on that one. The Brewers are two games out from the third spot, and the Giants are five games out, and the rest doesn't matter. And I don't know how much I believe in the Giants. The Phillies are in the playoffs right now.
The answer is you shouldn't.
Yeah, the Phillies are in the playoffs right now. And they've been doing this without Bryce for 2 months now. I'm very, very curious in what the Phillies look like with Bryce, because it can go one of two things. This team has kept the ship right, and their biggest trade deadline acquisition is a healthy Bryce Harper. Like what DePoto said, our halftime acquisitions are Kyle Lewis and Mitch Haniger. Right. Kyle Lewis got sent down. Anyway, Sam Haggerty apparently is like the next Barry Bonds.
Well, definitely not Barry Bonds, but he's like the next Ichiro.
Is Bryce Harper your trade deadline acquisition? Or is it what we've seen in the past, that as good and as talented as Bryce Harper is, for some reason he brings the team down? He walks from Washington, and they win a World Series. He's hurt for 2 months, and they're in the playoff chase. And that's a team that spent a lot of money and haven't made the playoffs yet. So I'm curious how this plays out. I think it's going to go the former. Yeah, I don't think it'll be the latter.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's fair to say Bryce Harper's the reason why they didn't fully ever make that last step.
Well, nothing is fair when I trash him, because I trash him biasly.
He's a sensational player, and I think it had way more to do with the coaching change and a couple of young guys coming up and or finally reaching their potential. Alec Bohm this year is almost at 300.
That's
after
great.
Almost being out of the league last year. He hit in the three hole yesterday for them. They called up that guy Hall,
mm-hmm.
who's just hitting bomb after bomb. And they traded, he got hurt, sadly, pretty seriously, it looked like. They traded for Brandon Marsh, good fielder, decent contact hitter. They have all the, and Stott, the infielder, I don't remember his first name, but he's a young guy who, again, struggled to begin with and then completely is taking off this year. Or completely playing much better this year. I think that's what it is. So putting Bryce Harper back into that lineup is amazing, because you just put him in the three hole and you've got one of the best hitters in baseball around guys who are hitting to their level or performing a little over their level. And a bunch of other guys who still get on base a lot, like Rhys Hoskins still has a 350 on base percentage, and Castellanos is there and he's having a pretty solid year hitting 260.
Started slow. So he's really climbing the way out.
That's what I think it is. I also think, one,
Gene Segura's back now, too.
Just came off the IL. He was really hot before he went down. He's been off for a while, though. Their starting pitching has been way better.
Mm-hmm.
They traded for Syndergaard, which has gone about what you would expect.
Sure, whatever,
he's been
yeah.
fine. But like Kyle Gibson has been incredible sometimes and not so good other times, but incredible.
He's been on my fantasy team three times this year.
Zach Wheeler, obviously a Cy Young candidate last year, really, really good. And then I think the fact is they found their closer. Their bullpen's been such a problem, and they trade for David Robertson, who is having a renaissance here with the Cubs, and they have Sir Anthony Dominguez as their closer, who's unhittable now.
Yeah.
So the biggest problem the Phillies had the last few years was the worst bullpen in baseball, or one of them. That's not the case anymore.
And maybe an overhyped manager.
Certainly an overhyped manager. Yes. A very, 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 very stubborn old school manager.
And so it's funny. Last time we were on the show 2 weeks ago, you know, the Padres just traded for Juan Soto, and I'm like, that's the team I want to watch.
And since then, they've been super cold.
They're not going to win the division because the Dodgers are at such a huge lead, but that's the team I want to watch. Like, when you're leading the division, like if you're the Astros, I don't need to watch the Astros. They're good. I know why they're good. Verlander is probably going to win another Cy Young, and Yordan Alvarez is as scary as Miles Garrett. Like, I don't need to watch their games. I know why they're good. So in the stretch, I want to watch, like, oh, Padres just got Juan Soto? I'm going to watch Padres games.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Tatis gets busted and he's out, I'm like, don't care about that anymore. I'm kind of like, oh, Bryce is coming back.
Mm.
Phillies are a half game up for the second spot. I've always hated the
Phillies, but maybe that'll be interesting to watch.
Okay, because the American League is fascinating, which we'll get to in a moment. That's kind of what's hitting me right now.
The American League is loving the three wild card
absolutely team. Loving it.
New situation. There's so many teams in it, and it's been moving around a ton the last few weeks. Yep. It's been fun.
And that's what we'll get to next. When we come back, let's slide over to the American League. I didn't even mean this. There is a team that just won't go away, and I, for one, am here for it. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Fair or Foul coming up in about 15 minutes. We always love that. Everybody loves that. That'll be run by our fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher, who has been quiet because Mike and I are pretty pumped up today. But I'm going to need Joe a little bit on this. The American League wild card, I don't mean this as like a wild card segment, you know, pull the curtain back. I don't necessarily want to go down and say, you know, who's up, better, who's going
to
make it.
We want to talk about one team and one team only.
There's one team only. Currently, the Seattle Mariners have the number one spot in the wild card.
Not that team.
The Tampa Bay Rays are a game back from the Mariners for the one spot. And they are a half game up on the Toronto Blue Jays, who have the third spot.
Not that team either.
Now, Minnesota and the Chicago White Sox are also in the hunt, as they should be. Minnesota lost the division lead to Cleveland. That could be its own conversation, how Cleveland is not good, yet winning their crappy division with two teams that should be leagues better than them. But Michael, we are here to speak about the team that nobody wants to play right now, and that is the Baltimore Orioles. Somehow this team just traded their captain, probably their best player, and now sit
and their closer,
and now sit 1.5 games back. If I were them, if I'm an Orioles fan, if I'm an Orioles player, we're ahead of schedule, way ahead of schedule. We're playing with house money. The chances of the Orioles making the playoffs, in my opinion, are very slim. You're going to roll into the end of the year playing spoiler. You're going to play the Blue Jays, who are in your division, the Rays, who are in your division. You're going to play the Yankees, who are in your division. The Red Sox are a whipping post. And you
except
can
when they play the Yankees last week,
apparently, and you can play spoiler on top of that to the Mariners, the Twins, the Guardians. I would say the Guardians are in the wild card hunt, even though they're winning. They're currently in first in the division.
All three of those teams are involved.
And the White Sox. out of all of these, out of these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams, including Cleveland, that are wild card contenders, boy, I'm kind of envious of Baltimore.
Baltimore is a terrifying juggernaut that cannot be stopped right now.
And you can't explain why.
Well, I think you can. It's the Orioles rake. They just hit.
Who is they?
Well, look at their lineup.
Who are these people?
Well, look at the lineup. It's actually stacked.
It's stacked, but who are they?
Right. Cedric Mullins.
Who?
Adley Rutschman. Ryan Mountcastle. Anthony Santander. Austin Hayes. Who am I missing? Am I missing a big one?
I'm pulling it up right now.
The lineup is really sexy. And
Cedric Mullins, Adley Rutschman, Anthony Santander, Ryan Mountcastle, Taron Vavra.
Oh, he's a rookie.
Austin Hayes, Rougned Odor, Ramon Urias, Jorge Mateo.
Yeah, so.
With Chirinos on the bench, Tyler Nevin, Ryan McKenna, Brett Phillips. Who are these guys?
Right. So I almost think the Orioles are the beneficiary right now of being bad in the AL East for so long that they knew exactly what they needed to do to compete in their division. And because of that, they're annihilating everybody else.
Bingo.
And the division games are still tight and they're, you know, close series because all those teams are pretty even and pretty close. But everybody else is like, it's like they're playing the Blue Jays or the Yankees
right.
or the Rays. The Orioles are now, I think, maybe a smidgen below, but very close to being on Rays Blue Jays level in terms of you don't want to face those teams in a series, or you do, and it's going to be exciting but close.
And how many players can you name on the Blue Jays? I think I can name their batting lineup from top to bottom. I can name 3 starters. Yeah. I know their closer. Mike, Jordan Lyles, Spencer Watkins, Kyle Bradish, Dean Kremer, and Austin Voth?
Yeah.
No idea.
And you made up half those names.
that is their rotation.
Yep.
And they got guys
in the minors coming up.
I'm literally speechless. Like,
didn't you guys call up a starter recently?
Man, I think so. Yeah.
And also Watkins is a rookie this year. He's been pretty good. I think a lot of it is momentum, and the offense is the key. Their bullpen's actually nasty good, too, by the way. They traded their closer and just had a better closer available in Bautista and made him the closer instead.
They got a first-round overall in 2017. The 21st overall, D.L. Hall, is 23-9. He is their highest-ranked.
I think he's getting called up, right?
He's their highest-ranked pitcher starter in the minors.
Healthy starter, because they also got Grayson Rodriguez.
Right.
So. He's out for the year, though.
Yeah.
It started with the lineup. The bullpen followed, and then the staff followed. The momentum swung the whole team this direction, the upwards trajectory. I think it tells you a great deal about the ability of Brandon Hyde as a manager, a guy who was hired to be a losing manager.
Yep.
And just be a good level-headed guy in the clubhouse when you were losing.
We just saw Woodward get fired in Texas,
yeah.
And he was the same idea. They always do this. Jace Tingler, the guy before AJ Hinch in Houston. There's always some guy who's like, you're going to lose for a while, and the second we start getting good, you're fired.
But I think Brandon Hyde's doing a good job of potentially keeping that job for himself with how they're playing this year, because, to be honest, this team shouldn't be this good yet, but they are. And I believe in them, and they're here. So next year is the big year for them. Mm-hmm. This year is playoff hunt. It reminds me of last year's Mariners. Mm-hmm. The Mariners last year were close, right? Playoff hunt a little sooner than you expected.
Sure.
This year was the go-for-it year, and they did in their own way. And here they are at the top of the wild card standings after a slow start. Next year, I think, is the Orioles' year. This year's, hey, look, the O's, they're cute, they're fun. Look, they're in the wild card chase. Next year is the year they're going to go try to make some free agent signings. They're going to try to make some big trades to fully round out this team. And they almost have to, because the rest of their division is doing the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, at the trade deadline, when Trey Mancini was traded and Jorge Lopez, I was concerned. I'm like, hey, like, what the hell, man? We're right there in the thick of things. Like, why are we getting rid of dudes? And as the, I mean, really post trade deadline, the Orioles really haven't skipped a beat.
No.
And they're still competitive, still winning games. I think they're 10-5 in their last 15 games. Now, looking at their schedule going ahead, they've got like two series against the Astros. They have to play the White Sox. They have to play the Guardians. Of course, you know, they got their divisional opponents.
They're the team to watch.
It's going
to
be tough. But, I mean, I'm right there with Mike where I was getting a little like, listen, we've been in a rebuild for 5 years and we're finally competitive. Why are we trading away some of our guys? But the fact that we're still competitive after getting rid of two of our main pieces and with all the talent that is still about to come up, I'm right there with Mike. Let's get all these young pieces on the team ready to go.
And go make a big signing or trade or two in the offseason.
For
and
sure.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with Mike where it's like next year. All right, let's go.
Well, there's two things that come to my mind. The first, I'll start with this. The Orioles in recent history, especially with their guys, aren't afraid to spend money. Chris Davis, Adam Jones, like they spent money on those guys. And sure, Adam Jones worked out and Chris Davis didn't. And they got outbid for Machado, but they were willing to spend money. So they're not, you know, they're not a raise.
Well, they traded Machado.
They had to because yes. He wanted more money than they could pay. So they're not, you know, they're not a Marlins. They're not a Cleveland. They're not a Pittsburgh. They'll pay money if they think it's the right guy.
Although their owner is not the best.
Sure, sure. But they will take some chances. Number two, and this is a very real thing that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. The Red Sox, in my opinion, are dead in the water. Xander Bogaerts is going to walk. Devers is going to walk. And they can spend all the money in the world they want. There is no reason a free agent should sign there. J.D. Martinez has one more year. He'll get traded at the deadline next year. That is a sinking ship. The Rays will always be the Rays. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're bad. Toronto, those kids are all going to need to get paid sometime soon. Okay? And I hate to say it, Mike, for your sake, if Judge walks, which I don't think he will, but if Judge walks, the Yankees are in a bad spot. I think if you're looking at, like, I'm not a gambler, but I'll use it as a reference, future bets, the American League East is open.
Like Toronto, Baltimore.
It's open.
New leaders if Judge walks.
It's open. I don't think Judge will walk. I think he'll stay a Yankee. I think Cashman and the Steinbrenners would be stupid to let a guy like that who came through your system, he's your guy, he's super marketable, super nice, to be stupid to let him walk. And I don't think they're that dumb. But even if he signs, the Yankees still have problems. You know, they still have holes. That rotation isn't awesome. This division is wide open. And if you're Baltimore, cautiously, you're kind of licking your chops.
Yeah.
This is open. I think they need one more year of this before they get free agents. I don't know if they can really get a true free agent difference maker in this offseason. Carlos Correa is going to be on the market.
Again.
I don't see him signing.
That is a position they can fill, though.
That is a very big position they need. I don't know if it'll be this season. It'll be interesting to see who's a free agent going into the 2024 season, because that's where I think they are. Moral of the story is, this is awesome. I am all about this.
I am all about this
like I was all about the Astros in 14-15. I'm all about this like I was all about the Mariners going into this year. This is how I love things being built. All of a sudden, kids pop, and you're like, wait a second. We have a chance.
I am openly rooting for the Orioles.
And openly.
It's a divisional rival, but I really like the way they did it. I like a lot of the players on the team. In fantasy baseball, I'm in two leagues, and I think I own every Oriole in both leagues. Like, not in, but across both leagues. Yeah. I feel like
one
I do.
One of them I got Rutschman.
Yeah. It's a fun team. And I feel this way about the Mariners, or I did more last year than this year, but I felt this way about the Mariners. When you've been down for so long and it finally clicks and you start winning, the energy is contagious. And you just want to keep watching and you want to keep rooting for them. And that's the trap I've fallen into with the Orioles.
And just one last thing to sum it up. I mean, this is why I love this team because it was the first MLB park I ever went to, right?
Which is such a great story because it's one of the most famous, beautiful stadiums in the history of the game.
But You know, this team in the city of Baltimore, like the way that they rally around their teams, one, not just the Orioles, but the Ravens, is like that is a really good fan base. So when their team does good, they are passionate. And
I mean, University of Maryland fans are pretty big, too.
For
the
sure.
The Terps are big.
Yeah. And like Mike said, it's like this reminds me of 2012, 2013. The Orioles were down for a long time, like 15, 20 years down, basically right around when Ripken left. But
we're the perfect age. Remember that wild card game against the Blue Jays?
Right.
Like, that was good baseball. Yeah. That was fun baseball. Yep.
Yes.
I mean, the douchebag threw the bat, but that was fun baseball.
Most definitely. But, again, when there are these stints of just 100 losses, I mean, it happens to the Orioles much more than any team in the AL East, I'd say.
Think about the Tigers Rays, fans. Maybe. Think about Tigers fans.
Exactly. Oof. So when you have these runs and you
Royals
get
fans.
This... Yeah,
they won a World Series. They're cool.
And you got these runs and this momentum starts to shift. It really, really shifts. It really starts to go. And again, that 5-year run from 2012 to 2016, 2017.
Buck Showalter.
Yeah, man, that was just awesome. And to see how the fans and the team all came together. It's just like, that's why I love this team is for these moments. Yeah, it sucks for 5 years where you're just bottom dwellers. And it's just, when will it end? When you get to this moment and you're like, finally. And then, again, everything just ramps up. That's why I love a team like this.
If you haven't watched Baltimore, it's worth watching, especially with the teams they're going to play. Anytime a Baltimore team is playing one of these 7, 8, 9, 10 teams in the hunt, it is, we're almost to must-watch television. All right, when we come back, fair or foul will get us through the last half hour. We'll do all that next. But first, there's my man Joe, the Orioles fan himself, with sports.
Is it fair?
Oh, my
goodness.
That's
a fair ball!
Or is it foul?
Well, he thought it was foul, I think.
A knowledge test for Patrick and Mike to see how well they know the big leagues.
Mathematics and strange symbols now, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The OBP and the SLG and the ISO and the you name it.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
Peralta knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth. And nobody noticed.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is our favorite segment. We're a little long, but we're going to go long because nobody cares and nobody's listening anyway. The bosses aren't around. And if you ever heard of prime time, we do what we want. And I got the producer sitting across from me. So without further ado, we'll pass this off to our fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher III.
Yeah, primetime never ceases to amaze me, Mike, because I believe last night you took a break for the last commercial break at like 6:51.
Yeah, that segment got away from us.
Hey, I heard it. I don't blame you guys, but again, just another all-timer.
I had
right
to
there.
Make some cuts in that commercial break, and then I emailed our traffic lady and was like, hey, I had to delete these. You said in the past I could delete these, but if you need to replay them, here are the numbers.
Hey, I'll just say this real quick. I know it's not good radio, but raise your hand if you've sat in the producer chair for primetime. Yeah, we all know what's going on over there. Those yahoos.
Yeah.
They're good dudes, though. I like those guys. They got good content.
We definitely know what's going on up in Seattle with the Mariners, don't we, fellas? We follow them closely. They got a win today. And I wanted to look at some trends over the last 30 days post-All-Star break, the month of August, that may concern some Mariner fans.
Uh-oh.
Yep, I know.
Yeah.
they're no Orioles, let's just say that. But pitching, they got Luis Castillo at the trade deadline, and he has been solid for them. But
more than solid.
Yeah, but one player that they got at a trade deadline a few years ago, Marco Gonzalez.
Ooh.
Who I believe he was a trade deadline acquisition, yes?
I don't remember.
We'll find out. We'll get our research team on.
Marco Gonzalez just exists.
I only think of him
as a
Mariner.
I will look it up, though.
I feel like he got traded from St. Louis, if I,
Well, that might be right.
Yeah. Checking in on it right now.
And they sent Tyler O'Neill.
Yes.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Really? That guy's good.
Yeah.
Right? That's why everyone was like, what are you doing?
Classic Mariners move. But Marco, he needs to step it up. He's,
traded
I would say,
from St. Louis in July of 2017.
There you go. Perfect. Marco needs to step it up. He is, one of the more consistent pitchers. You could say for the Mariners, he's not going to get you a ton of strikeouts, but he's not going to necessarily lose you a game. But he's been doing that a little bit lately. If fair foul, Marco Gonzalez has an ERA above 7 in the last 30 days.
I will say fair. I've got a little edge on this because I've got him in both of my fantasy teams because he's been pretty solid this year.
So the last 30 is essentially the All-Star break?
Yeah, basically. Okay. But I'm also in last place in both my leagues. Well, I'm in second to last in the big one. Hey-o. and so being on my team doesn't really mean anything, and I'm obviously
who's
not
in first?
Following that closely. I'm just trying to get guys that can eat up some innings.
This guy.
I know Marco was not good last week or his last start. I know he got shelled pretty hard and it was kind of ugly, as these are important games. I will say fair, only because I think we always knew eventually the rug would come out.
I'm going to say foul because I think he's probably had one or two decent starts in the last month. And even if he's gotten shelled a couple other times, that'll put it below 7. For the ERA, so foul.
It's pretty funny that if you change the parameters last 30 days versus post All-Star break, it does change the answer. So for this last 30 days, it is foul. Actually, it is lower than 7. Is it higher than 6?
Yeah,
probably.
That is fair. Is it higher than 6.5?
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was 7, so I'm sticking to this train.
It is fair. It is 6.52. ERA over the last 30 days. Fair or foul, highest in the American League for qualified pitchers.
In that time frame?
In that time frame.
Oh.
I don't know.
It can't be. Is Patrick Corbin still starting games?
He said American League.
Oh, American League.
Right? Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah.
Yeah, I'll say fair.
It is fair. Pablo Lopez and Mike Michaelis.
Miles Michaelis.
Miles Michaelis.
Michaelis.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Michael. Think about my name, Michaelis.
Legolas.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
They have higher ERAs, but Marco Gonzalez 6.52. And then when I do change it to post All-Star break, fellas, we have two Mariners on there with ERAs above 6.5, Marco and Logan Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert's been hit around a little
Logan's
bit.
Logan's been hit around a couple weeks, but I still have way more faith in the kid than I do Marco Gonzalez. What's interesting is that Chris Flexen was pulled from the rotation, and they kept Marco in. And I do believe Service is going to believe in Marco and keep him around, but he better be careful because there are other guys on this team that can start games. And if he continues on this stretch, Marco's old guard. This team is new. All these other guys, George Kirby, Robbie Ray, Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert, that's not old Marco. You can get rid of Marco easily and pull him from the rotation. He's got to pitch better.
Just because I can ask you guys, I'm not going to look it up. George Kirby, former Duck? Am I wrong on that?
His first-round draft pick, 19th overall in 2020.
Yeah, highly.
I'm on roster resource. And I don't think they say where he's from.
I could be very wrong on that.
He did not play college baseball.
Oh, well, good for him.
No, he played. What? He did not play for Oregon.
Let's just
more
say
story,
he
didn't play for Oregon. But he's good. I like him a lot.
Okay. Moving on. You might just have the answer for this since I just shared that Logan Gilbert stat as well. Fair or foul, Mariners have the worst ERA in the American League after the All-Star break.
Oh, I can't believe this is fair.
Like I said.
Take a look at my team.
I can't believe this is fair. I know Logan's been hit around. Obviously, Marco's been hit around.
Although, if the two of them are the highest ERAs since the All-Star break, that may...
Yeah.
Go opposite of what we're thinking.
Yeah, but if your ERAs are that high, you're also not pitching in a lot of innings.
Castillo's been really good.
Castillo's been good. Robbie Ray has been good. Kirby's been solid. And your bullpen is one of the best bullpens. It can't be. I mean, it can be, but I would be very surprised. I will say foul.
I'll say foul.
I am just double checking my work here to make sure I am not a liar. And this is foul. They did not have the worst ERA. That's what I had on my papers. They have a 4.26 ERA since the All-Star break, which is second worst in the American League behind
Anaheim,
the Boston Red Sox.
Suck on that, you losers.
But the Cardinals, Giants, Pirates, Rockies, Nationals, all with worse ERAs than the National
League. Ooh, I don't like you saying the Cardinals, man. If you're making a playoff push, you can't have one of the worst ERAs in baseball.
Well, it's a good thing their new starting pitcher, who we traded for no reason, has been great since they've gotten him.
What's wrong with you guys? We'll talk about that in 2 weeks.
All right.
Well, hopefully nothing will be wrong in 2 weeks, yeah, and everything will be fine.
Hopefully.
We go from the bump to the plate, to the batters, to the batting, the Mariners. Honestly, things have not fared well for them post-All-Star break. In that category, either, fellas, fair or foul. Mariners have the worst batting average in the American League post-All-Star break.
Well, Julio's been out for a decent amount of it.
Yep, Winker was out for a little bit.
Ty France, one of the coldest hitters in baseball the last few weeks.
He's been making jokes about how cold he is. That's how cold he is. Adam Frazier been hot lately. Apparently, Adam Frazier's mom was in an elevator with Scott Service. And she said to him, don't worry about my boy. He always hits. And since she said that, he's batting like 320.
That's cool.
And Sam Haggerty is the next Barry Bonds.
And you said American League, right, Joe?
I did say American League.
I'll say foul.
I have to say foul. Texas sucks. Anaheim sucks. Detroit is terrible.
The Royals have just been shut out 2 days in a row.
Yeah, there's no way. No way. And if so, it's because Julio's out.
All right, so some of the worst averages post-All-Star break. Mike's Yankees at 226.
Woof.
Oh, we bad.
The Rays at 223.
They bad.
They have starters, though.
The Angels at 221. The Tigers at 217.
So the Mariners not even on there.
And the Mariners at 214 with the worst average in the American League post-All-Star break.
Woof.
Wow. Only
we are truly in the dog days of baseball summer.
214 for the Mariners, 210 for the Pirates, who are last.
It's funny because they have, like, exciting players, too.
So, Mariners, they need to turn it around, and they've done that a little bit in the month of August. Fair or foul, Mariners have scored the most runs in the month of August in the American League. What the hell is going on?
There's no way you can. I mean, I feel like this is such a setup, and I'm going to say fair. But as a logistical human being, there's no way you can tell me they have the worst batting average next to the Pirates in all of baseball, yet in August have scored the most runs. But because I think you're trying to pull a fast one on me, I'll say fair. Yeah, let's go.
And I'm going to say foul because I think you're trying to fake pull a fast one on us.
We're both overthinking the room.
Yep.
This is fair.
Yeah. See, Joe's so a jerk, man.
76 so runs in the month of August already for the Mariners. That is fifth most in the majors. You got four National League teams in August, all with more runs. I believe it was the Dodgers, the Padres, Braves, and Mets.
I'll try to find this stat, but there's something hilarious. In Shohei Ohtani's last two starts against the Mariners, he's given up like two runs, and both of those games, the Angels have lost because the Mariners have scored like nine runs in the ninth inning. Angels suck.
I got really scared there for a second. I thought I messed up that last one, but no. I am right. I don't lie. I'm the most truthful person on this show. Mariners, most runs in the American League in the month of August.
All right,
I don't know what you're talking
sir.
About. I'm really 140 pounds here.
All right, thank you, sir. That is fair or foul. We do it every single week at 8:30. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Fan.
All right, we're wrapping this bad boy up. Just to reiterate, we'll be off next week as you've got the Ducks pregame show right here, home of the Ducks, from 7 to 8 next Wednesday, but we'll be back.
I think you've called it a different name every time you've
said it. Sure, whatever, dude, man. It's so the Ducks, funny. Dude. Go Cougs, man. I don't know what to tell you, dude. More curious who's going to start a quarterback and, like, hoping fiercely that Nick Rolovich is just going to lose a ton of money in legal fees because he has no case against the state of Washington.
Well, I think you know who's going to start a quarterback. It's that Ward guy, right?
I know. It will be Ward. But we'll just see how that is. But I do want to say this, since we're going to be gone for a week, next Thursday, I'm going to the Goose Show at Pioneer Square in downtown Portland. They've been doing shows there over the summer, like downtown.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go see the show. I'm just not excited to go downtown.
Yeah, having to stand in Pioneer Courthouse Square?
I know. Well, like, it'll be
or
like
sit on the bricks,
It'll be like fenced off. So you're like going to, and there's security. So it'll be in a safe spot. But normally I would park in North Portland and then get on the MAX and just jump off right there. And that would be so money, except for I have no interest in riding in the MAX anymore. I used to use it all the time. All the time.
I did too. When I first moved here, we would, my ex-wife and I would take the MAX to the airport every time we'd go there.
All the time. All the time.
We would walk to the MAX and we would just take it to the airport.
Yeah. And I lived in North Portland for, you know, a decade almost. And anytime I wanted to go to a Blazer game, anytime I want to go to a Timbers game, I was like, instead of, or just go downtown to meet some friends, go to Bailey's Tap Room or bounce around town, I always took the MAX. And now I just have zero interest in taking the MAX. So I've got to find parking down there. But then the week after that, I head to the Gorge for Labor Day. So Hawaii,
so it sounds like
Hawaii and concerts of two of my favorite bands in the entire world.
Sounds like a wonderful month for Patrick Harris.
Yeah, this looks good, man. This looks really good. I'm really jazzed. I'm really happy.
I'm glad. It's two jam bands in a row, too, which is something you like to do.
Well, calling DMB a jam band gets the fish heads and the dead heads all in a flurry, because it's like white collar jam band instead of just like acid jam band. It's like your metal tiers. You know, you have a bunch of metal tiers.
Subgenres.
I consider DMB a jam band, but if you talk to like the diehard jam bands, they're like, that band's not a jam band. That band sucks.
I understand that.
And you're like, all right, guys, can we just enjoy
It's all metal. It's all jam bands.
Can we just enjoy the music we enjoy?
Let's love, shall we?
So I'll be downtown at the Goose Show next weekend. Next Thursday. If you're there, come say hi. I'll be...
He'll be the 6'3" guy.
I'll be the 6'4" guy, Mike. I'm 6'4". Not wearing the band t-shirt because I refuse to do that.
Well, you're not all supposed to do that.
All right, Beers and Us podcast tomorrow. We'll drop at 4. And for Mike Lynch, Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.